Namo Namaha. Good afternoon, good morning from wherever you are joining. There is a talk that they want to introduce yoga in Olympics. In 6 to 8 years' time, yoga will be part of Olympics. Unlike other sports, other activities in Olympics, yoga doesn't have any prerequisite. In other sports, other form of sports, there is a prerequisite of age factor is there, and physical stamina. They are looking for physical stamina, and other form of sports, there is a retirement age also is there. For example, gymnastics you can't do after the age of say 25. Cricket, if you are playing, you can't play after 30, 35. And boxing, there is a limited bandwidth you can play. Why that bandwidth is put? Because body cannot cope with the stress demand in that activity. Body cannot cope with the required the stamina to perform the activity effectively. Whereas in yoga, there is no retirement. Yoga, there is no retirement. Other form of activity, sports, there is a retirement. Yoga says a child can practice, a youth can practice, old person can practice, very, very old person can practice, a sick person can practice, and weak person can practice. Whoever practices with commitment, they will derive benefit out of yoga. It is talking about yuva, vruddho, ati vruddho, durbhala, or krisha, krisha va, yoga prayatna siddhi mavapnoti, yoga siddhi mavapnoti, those whoever may be the person, whether a child or youth or old, practice of yoga, yoga samsiddhi mavapnoti, person derives benefit. So yoga is for life, it is not a time bound. What it requires, Hatha Yoga Pradipika talks about, what is required is commitment, interest. And other day I was talking in the meditation class, in the city we have hop-in and hop-out service. You can jump into the public transport anywhere and hop out anywhere. Our life is that way. We hop on any activity for few days, few months, hop out. Hop in and hop out, you cannot derive benefit. To sustain the sadhana, you have to sustain your practice by sticking to, by not hop in and hop out. You have to stick to your sadhana. When you stick to the sadhana, you start deriving benefits. In yoga, as a child, practices the yoga in the physical level. As we are growing older, body and mind are involved. And a very old person, what drives that person is the spiritual strength. As a child, from the physical point of view, I am doing asana. Asana, like Pearl was talking about, from the physical side. But as we are growing older, what propels us, sustains us, is the spiritual strength. Spiritual strength, yoga empowers us physically, empowers us mentally, empowers us spiritually. These three dimensions are empowered. We have two things. One is body. Body is ever changing. So are outer things also ever changing. Ever changing. Investing too much into ever-changing is not a profitable business. If the things are changing outside, whatever I invested, one software person was saying that she learned some programming or whatever software, 2 years back, what she learned, it has become redundant. Investing, throwing everything into one in the world, after few days it will be redundant. So is the body. You are only focused on asana. Only asana oriented. But body has a limited shelf life. Sooner or later, body is going to collapse. If you are throwing your heart and soul only in the body, body, it's not a profitable business. Inside the body, what is called as mind is there. Inside that one, soul is there. You have to cater that also. So that continuously your profitable business, we all must become like a business person. Invest where there is a maximum return. Not only invest on the body oriented. When you are investing on the only body oriented, limited investment, it will be outdated. Sooner or later, I will become very old. Whatever investment, whatever time I invested only on the body, and I have not enriched my mind and soul. When you are able, try to invest onto the mind and the soul. And for that one, what is required? Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichami tvam dharma sammuda cheta eshreyasya nishitam bruhitanme shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam. Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was so confused what to do in life. He approached Sri Krishna, says, I am totally confused. My mind is shattered. I don't know what to do, what not to do. My mind is clouded. My thinking is clouded. I am thy disciple. Please enlighten me. He surrendered to the Lord. When he surrendered, answer came. Whereas Duryodhana, at the beginning of the war, he was also confused. And he went to Bhishma and Dronacharya. He said he was confused and he was in a mental confusion. But he did not surrender. He did not ask for a solution. So Duryodhana could not win the war of life. He was in confusion right through. What is required in sadhana? Trust the teacher, devotion to the Lord. And that makes the knowledge to dawn in us. With no humility, no surrender, knowledge won't dawn. I may have the entire encyclopedia in my library, whole Google is in my library. If I do not have an attitude of surrender, knowledge won't dawn. That is the prerequisite. And Kriya Yoga is a synthesis of all forms of yoga. May it be a karma, jnana, bhakti, raja, hatha yoga, dhyana yoga, all forms of yoga synthesis is called as Kriya Yoga. Use one or combination of them, for we are on a SOS. Time is slipping out. We are on a short shelf life. Whatever tools available in yoga, adopt whatever is convenient for you, what is palatable to you. Use that one for enriching you physically, enriching you mentally, enriching you spiritually, and sail across and thank yourself for embarking on a journey of yoga in your life. Yoga is a boat, helps you to navigate across the turmoil of life. Hop onto the boat called as yoga, and sail across, and when you are old age, you should be congratulating yourself for hopping on to this boat, for traveling across. It should, in the old age also, you should have lot of confidence physically, confidence within, and confidence in spiritually, and we should be able to finish the game of our life on a positive note. Yoga enables that one.